Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Where else would you want to be? Following in with the most decorated broadcaster in America. When I got the call early, hey, we got an assignment for you. You may not want to take it because you're walking in some big shoes. I said, well, wait a minute. We're doing burgundy and gold today. They said, no, the big guy is doing burgundy and gold today. We got another assignment for you. I said, really? Well, what is it? The rooster has got a personal appearance today, and he won't be able to man his ship. I go, you mean to tell me I get to jump into that block with my favorite New York Giant supporters and within eye distance?
You know, it's his birthday today, Rooster. That's what you're talking about, your favorite New York Giant. Yeah, that's your favorite New York Giants guy, right?
Man, I'm so happy. Are you serious? I didn't know. Rooster?
Yeah,
oh, man,
birthday.
I got you. Bruce, happy birthday. All kidding aside, Rooster is real. He's real. And the brother is just so giving. And it's on his birthday. I wish he was here so we could celebrate him and lay him out the way he deserves to be. I think last year we did, but waffles, pancakes. Something happened, and then Linnell came in and ate most of the stuff that was here. But what's new? But no, honor to be here. And also, today, and Kevin Sheehan took a shot at me, but that's my dog, though, Coach Sheehan. He knows me way too well because he said he knew how I would react. And the big news, JD5's out. But anybody that really understands the game, and I realize most of people don't. I am very in the middle for it. If he played, I'm good. If he doesn't play, I'm good. Because the only thing that matters is who is going to play, not who's not going to play. I've never been in that camp. This is winner take all, man eat man. So what are the Raiders' posture? They are so happy they don't know what to do. Do you think the Raiders care about JD5 not playing? They're thrilled. They got a little background on Mariota. They respect him. Everybody does. But there's only one JD5. So, and don't let me kill some of you that are going to hallucinate over what you can't control, because that's who you are. You talk about things that don't matter because it gives you volume. You're trying to fill up a social media page with a bunch of what ifs. Well, let's suppose. Well, I'm going to give you some real stuff. What's happening is that it's on Mariota now, who has not missed a check. And beyond, this is what it's all about. Next man up, qualified to do the job. But it wouldn't matter if you had Tom Brady playing here because you couldn't block a dead man last time I saw you. So does it really matter who's at quarterback in this game? For me, what matters to me is who the hell is going to block for the quarterback. And what frame of mind is this defense going to be in? Is this going to be a push and pull broadcast? Or is this going to be a bust your ribs open, break your forearm, bust your head open? Because if you come out with that soft chiffon movement, all that chatter that you had last week against Green Bay, it ain't going to matter who's the quarterback. All right? So let's keep that real and keep it straight and give all that other garbage to that big guy. He'll be on. When I get off, he'll be on. And then you guys can go through all this magical hallucinations about what ifs. There ain't one guy, and if I'm wrong, call, check me. Has there been one commander that has not accepted his check this year? I don't hear you. So obviously, no. So everybody has picked up a check. So the organization has done their job. You negotiated a deal. You wanted it. You got it. We got people that held out. And I'm not mad at them. Get your bag. Do you. Well, what do I say after every time? I hope you get your bag. But then what do we get? Nobody ever follows up on me. They don't answer that. I want the bag. Okay, you got the bag. What do we get? That's my question to them. You're paid to do a job because you're among the most talented people on the planet. And so what is going to be the key to victory? Last night, how many of you, raise your hand, don't raise if you're on the Beltway. How many of you thought that Milkshake Miami Dolphins had a shot to beat the Big Bad Bills? How many of you? All right? And what did Miami do? They competed. Now, AMAC, I understand that you are trying to avoid me, which I don't blame you. If I were you, matter of fact, if I were you, I would have called in sick today. The moment you knew that I'm filling in for Rooster, I thought you'd cash out.
Nah, listen, man, I feel like the medicine had to be taken, you know? What happened, happened. And I'm going to have – I can't avoid you forever. So, you know, I've
but you have
dealt with it from everybody. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I know. Yeah. But I wasn't even on attack mode.
Yeah. Everybody else I've had to see, so I figure let me go ahead and just cross Doc off.
No, I don't have to say because the way my troops are performing, what am I going to say? You could come back and say y'all got lucky. And I have nothing to say. I'm so not embarrassed that we lost. We can lose every week. You can win or lose every week. That's not it. It's the effort. There's too much promotional chatter out of that building. And I love what they do. I love their premise. I love their approach. Did you see the results? And I know you don't even care, which I love about you. Of all these people keep claiming how ready they're going to be anytime, any place. When is they going to show up? When does that start? Do you have to push a button to get it to do it? Do you have to? Is there a secret handshake? That's what I would say. If I had an opportunity, this is what I'm going to say. Is it a quest of code? What gets the garage door to go up? Y'all got all these fancy jars. I love it. But when does it start? It's what I want to know. I think that's fair. So all I'm looking for is clarity because the Raiders, they coming. They coming. And no matter how bad they are or no matter how good you think they are, it doesn't matter. They look at Washington now as being vulnerable. If you're the Raiders right now, are you scared of Washington? 301-230-0980, that's the number. Are you scared of Washington if you're the Raiders coming in? You know what? If I'm in silver and black, I'm thinking these dudes are primed. They got celebrated like kings, and they deserved what they did last year. Here's a shocker. That's over. So somebody's still got a hangover. And then I'm going to give you another thing, too. If you play, most teams have a pass rusher that's pretty daggone good. Were you shocked about a guy who was in your own division, who you had as much contact with him as anybody? What was the shocker? That was your plan? That's the best plan you could come up with. Okay, everybody has a bad game. Not a problem. Scheme-wise, I hope I see a more aggressive approach to a predator. If that's how you treat a predator, then they got another one coming at you this week. So what's the plan? And who are you going to put out there to defend the cause? If I hit you a certain way and you don't quite understand, 301-230-0980, and you can explain yourself. I need you. I'm going to ask you now to help me because I don't see the game like most of you at all. I'm trying to figure out why a man that was in your division shocked you like you didn't know what he was capable of doing. And was that your best scheme? You playing a absolute canine. You play him twice a year. That was the opening plan? All right. Everybody can have a bad plan. But that's why there's a halftime. What was the adjustment? If you saw one, let me know. Because I didn't. What's going to be different this week? You had Andrew Wiley, who's there. He's performed at the highest level. Look, I'm not a coach. I'm not a GM. But I damn sure do care about the results that happen with the organization. So I'm asking a question. I'm asking a question because I haven't heard it asked. So I'm asking a question. Then even the best plan, sometimes you have to abort them and come up with another one. So if that was your plan A, what was plan B? Did somebody get kidnapped in Green Bay from the locker room to the sideline? If so, tell me, I'll jump off this. And everybody has a bad plan, bad game, bad situation. But now it's a brand new week. So I need to know from you. If you can do that for me, let me know what the plan is. What do you think? Why would you like our odds in this? And I do, because I believe, and I still believe, we got some dogs up in this joint. But we got to win the line of scrimmage. So whenever I need to talk big, I talk big with Mitch Tischler. Puss boy bad. Him and JP, you check his workout? See, I know you're such a hater. I don't even know why.
Wait,
my own co-host in here with me today.
When did I become a hater, Doc?
I said, Mitch Tischler, you didn't even go high five. You didn't do no gesture. we get Big Mitch on. We talk big man stuff. We put our hand in the dirt. And this is not, we're not talking about the flankers and the split ends like the BTP. We're talking hand-to-hand combat. So Big Mitch will talk with us. I got to get a report on it. And the question goes out there, canine alert. I need to know what you as fans, what's on your heart? What's your mind tell? What'd your eyes tell you about the pack? What does your heart tell you coming into this week against the Raiders? Let me know on that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Rooster's out. DOC's in. Buckle up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Cock-a-doodle-doo. He's out on business and is celebrating really the birth of a star back in the day. And we shout out to Rooster, man. Hope you're having fun. Can't wait to Rooster drinks a lot of diet beverages. And but we can do a salad. You know we gotta hook him up, right?
Of course.
Don't do a Linnell. Oh, and when we pass the bucket around or so and you dash out.
Oh yeah, I think I'm gonna be sick that day.
Yeah, honestly. No. That's why I said don't do a Nell. That's what I would BTP. We're gonna light it up 301-230-0980. Facts of life in again. JD5 is out. Next guy up. If JD5 had started and got hit on the first play of the game and was out for the rest of the game, it would have been the same results. So get over it. Scott out of Silver Spring, what's up?
Doc, what's up, my man?
Hey, brother, I'm just ready to get – you know what? I'm ready to get see us play good football and win a game.
Yeah, I'm ready for that, too. I agree with you. We look like trash against Green Bay. But I will say it's early, and I looked at how good the Giants looked against Dallas, and maybe Dallas is trash. I don't know. But we made the Giants look bad, and then Detroit didn't look good against Green Bay either and came back out the next week and put up 52. Maybe Green Bay's that good. I don't know.
Yep.
But we got to play better. But I'm not worried yet. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a long season. And, you know, I'm hopeful. But we definitely got to play better.
Well, you look at this as a man that understands sports, especially the NFL. But I've heard people that have been screaming it through the top of their lungs like the season is over. And this team is 2 weeks old. This is not last year's team. I warned you that. You don't carry over teams. You build, strip it, rebuild it every year. If you got carryovers because you got good wood, I mean, you know, you're working with good materials. But you have to go in with that mindset. If you cheat, then you get popped. That's why teams usually don't change their personality. I don't care how much money you put into them. You know how much money the Bears have invested in themselves? The Bears are not a run-of-the-mill organization. They're big time. But they're terrible. And they'll remain to be terrible until they get people in there that have an exterminator mindset. See, they collect ornaments.
Back where it's fingernail polish, you're going to be terrible.
It's O-line D, and it never will change. You can have all. If you don't believe me, call Coach Sheehan and ask him the question. Ask him what does he value most. Ask the people you respect the most, what do they respect the most? And I guarantee you 90% of it may not be what you want to hear, but I know what they're going to say because that's what it takes to win. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are without ammunition. They haven't been bulldozed. They haven't been murdered. They just haven't won. They've been butchered. We got butchered. A quarterback attacks one of our guys on the sideline. Are you kidding me? That's the most disrespectful thing I've seen in some times. What you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because a new promotion is not going to work. You can't take your PR team on the field. And they're pretty damn good at what they do. I ain't hating. I accept and acknowledge excellence. But they don't get to come out and help you in the game. Scott, I appreciate you, man. Hang in there. And do we have some birthday music? Is it legitimately my boy? All right, then. Well, let's act like it. All right? All right, yeah. Don't dishonor my guy. Just because he's famous doesn't mean he has feelings, too. He's going to want to be acknowledged. Let's go to Josie. K9. Thank God.
Doc. Man, it's a pleasure to hear you in the Rooster spot while he's doing the birthday dance out there doing this thing. Look.
Well, it was me or BTP. You want 6 hours of BTP?
Thank God we don't have underscore BTP.
Yeah, right, underscore, man. Right, right.
Underscore. Yes.
So I got to thank underscore.
Gotta say that underscore.
Yeah, underscore. Yeah.
Look. Here's the thing, man. I got upset when I heard something about them pulling Connolly out. No, you can't do that, Doc. He got to play. This is baptismal by fire. If he's not hurt, he needs to play.
K-9.
Can you imagine if they had pulled out Riley McKenzie?
Let me tell you something. First of all,
starter.
No, because you know why they wouldn't have pulled Riley McKenzie out? Because Riley McKenzie never had that many perfect no-hitters as a block.
Hello? Exactly. I mean,
Jeff. No. I'm just saying. No, Rollo McKenzie. Look, Rollo played five positions as one of the Hogs.
Definitely.
I'm not blaming a rookie. But as I've told you, you should know better as an original K-9.
He got to play.
I don't know. I don't run a daycare. I don't do youth development. I've got a man that started in the Super Bowl and protected the most valuable asset on the planet, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, indeed.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't have to do – look, I've got a guy that I trust. I was trying to do something. It's an experiment. I didn't get to do what I wanted to do in the preseason. Whatever their excuse to it or logic is, that's on them. I ain't got nothing to say about that. That's what they get paid to do. They get paid for results.
Well, I
got
to defer to what you said. If you gonna be pulling them out and you ain't trying to play them, then you drafted the wrong guy.
He may turn the corner. No. I'm not killing him after one game. I'm not killing
me
him.
Either.
They had a lot of trust in him, but I don't need four quarters to figure that out. I can figure that out in one or two possessions. You took four quarters. And have your number, your asset, JD5, he's the most valuable asset you have. If you was protecting the president, you'd have been fired. What are we doing? You experiment on your time, not mine. And mine is game day. That's all I'm saying. I have an opinion. That's my opinion. I'm not a coach. I have nothing to do with their decision making. But my eyes don't lie. This kid couldn't have blocked me that day for whatever reason. And I've seen him be much better. But I don't run a daycare. I'm paid to get results. Charlie, out in College Park, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, because my cell phone's been cutting out. I got to disagree with you only on one minor thing. Did I hear you call Michael Parsons a canine a few minutes ago?
He's beyond that. He's way worse than a canine.
He's a werewolf.
He's a savage.
He's a werewolf.
Yeah.
He's one of the players I called. He won 5 or 10 players. When they step on the field tilts.
Yeah. You put a baby, and he might have been a baby that could do it. I needed one possession to see, this is not going to work. I got to make a change.
See, the problem with you, Doc, is you make too much sense. You know which.
Obviously it's not.
Offensive and defensive line.
Well, obviously.
JD did not get the protection. The defensive line did not stop the run. Jordan Love got to sit back there all day and pick his fingernails. It's not rocket science, people. I'm so sick of this week. And, oh, my God, Marcus Stewart is Jaden. That's all window dressing. The Green Bay game in last season is ancient history. I had a feeling this might happen because we were so successful last year and everybody was absolutely giddy. And if they don't start out 10-0, oh my God, the dude, you got a rookie. Look, man, like you say, two possessions. If your hand's gotten Micah Parsons, it's Micah Parsons. If you're getting beat regularly and your running game's not working, your quarterback can't throw the ball to Terry McLaurin 5 times in the first period, you've got to make a change. So I fault the defensive and offensive coordinators early on.
Well, here's the thing. That's why it's a long season. It's only one game. So it's not only one game. But to not at least go over this, and those of you that understand football, gridiron, tackle football, You deserve to know that. You deserve to do that. Now, you still could have made some money. Your fantasy, all that other stuff y'all got going. God bless you with it. But tackle football, that's not the example that we want to put forth. And if we come out there with that again, you're not going to like the results on Sunday with the Raiders. I'm telling you that right now. This is time to get back to what we know we're capable of doing. We ain't got to try to trick nobody. We got to come up and knock the filling out their teeth coming off the ball. Big Mitch will join me when we come back here. Russell is out celebrating. DOC in the air chair. And I've got a groom of New Yorkers. And can somebody get me a curtain put up here? If I have to look at what's going on, my guys are supposed to have my back. And they up there worried about Dallas, New York. First of all, you guys better be glad the boss is a great guy. Because the moment Max I ask y'all in the interview process.
Max is in here. He's a Commanders fan. You see the shirt.
Barely. Max can be bought. I told you Max can be bought. Didn't I tell you Max can be bought? Look what he's wearing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Look at what he's wearing.
Doc.
You don't think I got to him?
You're on my shirt.
I just said, don't you think I got to him? I said Max can be purchased. Right. But the rest of y'all, first of all,
dead before I can be purchased.
I give the boss a lot of credit. You would never be here. And on your resume, if you put down that you was the Giants and Cowboy fans, y'all would still be walking the streets looking for work. You would not be here. And if I got to say so about it, I will be talking to him the moment this show is over. If this doesn't improve, that's exactly where I'm going. We'll go to break right now. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's more like it. Yeah. Shout out Cock-a-Doodle-Doo to Chris Russell. Oh, boy. The Roosters celebrate his birthday. I can only imagine he's in New York. So what do you do when you have a big wallet and it's your special day in the Big Apple? What do you mean you don't know? Why are you shrugging your shoulders?
We should ask Mitch. I think
Let's do that. You know what? Tischler, boy, I need you today, but I know you got bigger and better things to do. Rooster, what is he doing in the Big Apple on his birthday? Give us a breakdown as to what you think a man who has no financial limitations, what do you think he's up to today?
I mean, I know he's a huge New York Mets fan. I bet he rented out Citi Field and is just living out childhood dreams of rounding the bases after hitting home runs.
You know, I'm with you on that. I can see the Rooster sharing himself with the orange and blue. I can see that. All right, that's a good deal. Well, my friend, we have specialized in line of scrimmage data, line of scrimmage affection, the whole nine yards. We don't win them all. Nobody does. Nobody other than the Dolphins has ever done it. But we lost on both ends, O-line, D-line, last week. First of all, why, in your opinion, and what can we do to fix it?
I think, quite frankly, they weren't aggressive enough on both sides of the ball. I guess starting on defense, you know, they didn't win the line of scrimmage, but they didn't lose it particularly badly. I mean, you look at what Josh Jacobs did, and it was kind of death by a thousand cuts. But he didn't get out in the open field. He wasn't running, you know, 30, 40 yards downfield. His longest run was 10 yards. They did a good job of kind of reining him in there. You'd like to see them do a better job of getting to the quarterback. You know, they are tied for first in the NFL in pressures on quarterbacks, and that's a really great stat, but you got to start converting those into sacks, into sack fumbles, into turnover-worthy plays, into big plays that change down in distance. And, you know, obviously Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. You know, you can go to week one, and Russ Wilson has shown a lot of proclivity to be, you know, to be smart in the pocket with the ball over the course of his career. Now you get Geno Smith, who's a quarterback that, A, turns the ball over, and, B, doesn't have the greatest pocket awareness in the NFL. And I think there's an opportunity with a quarterback that doesn't quite have the escapability of the first two guys that this team played to get after him and get some sacks and make some big, you know, game-changing type plays.
Plays that our birthday boy has shown he can make in volumes, Frankie Louvu. We seem to be making – I'm just – you know what I was looking for? Sometimes the other team's just better. I mean, we got destroyed in a Super Bowl. It can happen. I get that. But if you were giving away awards, and I gave none away, there was not a K-9 award that was given out last week. Who fought a battle worthy of recognition in your mind?
You might be pushing the envelope here.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
When you go
ask yourself that.
I think this Commanders team can compete or should be able to compete with every team in the NFL. Right. And so there's nobody that this team will go play that I'll say, man, they were just better. Now, maybe Thursday night you could say, hey, the Packers are just better. But that's a football team that you're going to have to play again. You're probably going to have to beat again if you want to get to where you want to get to this season. And it's not apples to apples. It's not the same, you know, comparison. But last year, week one, this team went down to Tampa and got the doors blown off them. And granted, it was the first game with the new coaching staff, first game with Jaden Daniels. Lots of excuses or reasons why you could say that happened. But that team rebounded, got better through the season, and when they got to face that team in the playoffs, they were able to come out on top and, you know, keep the thing moving on to Detroit last year. I look at this Packers game, and I want to see something similar. It's terrible the way that they played out there. I'm in a loss like that, there are no game balls. There are no participation trophies. The team stunk. The coaching staff wasn't great. The plan wasn't great. The adjustments weren't great, you know, across the board. So there's no one that I want to go out there and give a real, you know, hat tip to or attaboy, because quite frankly, when you lose the way that you did that way with the expectations that this team has, you can't be thinking that way.
Yeah, and you know what? It's rare for them. That's so – I think I was shocked. More so than that, because usually they can lose a game. They might be overpowered every once in a while. But they've always brought it. They've always been the ones that they had your DNA in their fingernails. You know, you had welts under your eyes. Your knee was swole. You knew when you went home, somebody said, man, what the hell happened to you? Man, we played the Commanders. You know, you just knew. Whether you won or lost, that's what hurt me the most, was that they did not show up in any area. Plan, top to bottom. The plan you make at halftime, the recovery part, nothing worked.
And here's my thing with that, Doc. There's been a lot of talk about not loving the game plan going in, not loving the adjustments the coach has made. And all that is 100% true. But then you're taking the onus off the players, which you can't do.
Right.
Because quite frankly, even if it's a bad plan,
right,
you go out and just dominate the man in front of you, and it doesn't matter what the heck it's called. because you're going to gain yards, you're going to get stops, you're going to get turnovers, whatever it may do. If you can one-on-one beat the guy in front of you, and quite frankly, almost across the board on Thursday night, that didn't happen. And you have an opportunity this week with the Raiders coming to town. They don't score a ton of points. Their secondary has some big-time question marks. There are some real opportunities for this team to go out and make it a get-right game, make it a we're going to turn the season around, you know, we're going to start, you know, back towards that upward trajectory. And there's every opportunity to do that on Thursday, despite the Raiders having a couple of, you know, real star power over there.
Well, you know, almost I'm not saying everybody, but most people do have a stud or two somewhere. We acted like Parsons wasn't in our own division back in the day. We acted like we didn't know who he was.
The coaching staff coached him. They know him better than anybody.
Well, apparently not, because they didn't talk to our offensive people and give him any suggestions. Do you remember the Philadelphia Eagles game? When them Eagles slapped that wing back on his side and they started tearing his outside leg up with two tackles, two guards. You see Harbaugh going up against the Raiders? He gave you three tackles. Man, I'm just looking at this going, really? That was your plan? Okay, everybody has a bad day. I'm off that now. What's going to be different Sunday?
Well, I think, you know, you can look at the two specific areas, one on offense, one on defense, the Commanders struggled with against the Packers. That was stopping tight ends and stopping Micah Parsons. You look at this Raiders team, and they're rolling out, you know, one of the top three pass rushers in the NFL in Max Crosby. And I'll say it very clearly, Josh Connerly didn't have a great game, but that wasn't all on Josh Connerly, because there were a number of times, and in particular, the play that Dan Quinn pointed out that Jaden hurt his knee on. You had Connerly set to the inside. You had Jeremy McNichols on the outside that was supposed to block him. Connerly set to the inside. McNichols is a fly on a rhino's rear, you know, trying to chip on Micah Parsons. Micah gets the outside edge and makes his way around. And that looks really bad on Josh Connerly. It makes it look like it was Connerly's fault. And at the end of the day, you know, the young fellow's got to play better. But there's nuance to it all. And I think as you look at Max Crosby coming to town, obviously it hurts not having John Bates out there to help out in the pass blocking scheme. But I do think that they can do a better job of committing resources to the one guy on that Raiders defensive front that can really go out and wreck a game. And, you know, you can look at other guys there who obviously can make plays on that Raiders D-line. But if you stop Max Crosby, you're going to slow down what the Raiders want to do defensively, and they have every opportunity to do that. When the Commanders are on defense on that side of the ball, you obviously look at that tight end group, and Brock Bowers is the big name that pops out.
Michael Myers was the first
tight end taken a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I think you need to work on getting a little more speed on the field when it comes to, you know, kind of more obvious passing downs. I think we got to work the safeties into the tight end coverage plan and not rely solely on the linebackers. I think that you're going to see, you know, I've grown to trust this coaching staff, the offensive and defensive coordinators, obviously Dan Quinn. I think over the, you know, past 18 months, 16 months since they've been here, they've shown a real proclivity to, you know, figure things out. And I think that you look at the butt kicking that they took on Thursday, and they're going to have new ideas. They're going to have other ideas of how to slow down, you know, how to slow down players who are elite in areas of the Commanders' defensive weaknesses.
Well, I'm with you. I'm optimistic. Anything we need to know about this is about to drop on all ears?
No. That show is Sunday night after the Sunday night football game. It'll be hopefully we'll all be celebrating a victory there.
Well, you know what? You're flat today, Mitch, and I understand you feel some pain. Now, is it the fact that Mariota's starting? What has put you in this docile tone?
I think a couple of the injuries offensively have me a little concerned. Quite frankly, I think this team should be able to go out with Mariota and still beat the Raiders. I'm excited for the opportunity that it certainly seems like Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey are going to have with Noah Brown out. Obviously, we'll see some Chris Moore there too. But I'd like to see a little bit more of Jalen Lane on offense and see what he can do.
Yeah, me too. We know we got a lot. I wanted over to ask around and just ask, find out for me, has anybody not picked up their check? The game check. Let me know that.
You ever miss a game check?
No. I should have. I'm sure there's a couple they wanted to take back. All I'm saying is that if everybody took their check, picked it up on time, then hopefully this week they won't have to put shades on when they go to the bank to deposit it. They can walk in there and not be ashamed. I'm telling you, man, you can lose a game. Anybody can lose a game. But that performance, that effort, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable because they're too good to be represented that way. That's my point. If I didn't think they could do it, I would never, ever, ever say this. These guys have a squad. I thought right. They realized it. Obviously, they didn't. So hopefully now they'll get the job done. And I look forward to it, man. So next week, because I don't want to be having your voice down like this. What's the guy? He's on here, Burgundy Gold today. What's the big guy? What's his name?
Linnell Willingham.
Yeah, I heard you on with him one day. I almost threw up. And I was going, but you know, Mitch, I love you, man. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man, no we problem. Just, LL, Linnell's like, he's like your little brother, okay? We have some fun with him. Don't take it personal. He's got thick skin. Well, really, he doesn't. He doesn't, because if I say something stupid and don't retract it, he'll come in here pouting. So we don't want that. Is he doing Burgundy and Gold today? Yeah, he's doing Burgundy and Gold today. So 3 o'clock or whatever, just do me a favor and hit his web. For those of you that don't know, you can hit his, what's that thing he's got? N-E-L-L. I think it's got an underscore in it. B-T-P.
Are you promoting his Twitter handle? How many times does he do that per 15 minutes on his show?
30 times, but he's got no followers.
Oh, I love you. I love what you talk about, how many times he does it.
But okay, you tell me. Do you hear anybody in the market that gives out their handle with that frequency and has those numbers?
I'm not a number.
He's not listening to the people. He's saying it 50 times a show and getting 2 or 3 followers. He's not listening to them. They're trying to tell him something.
I listen. I love Linnell.
No, I love him. I love him to death.
Yeah.
Did you hear him yesterday?
It happens.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Appreciate you, dog. Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
146 here in the nation's capital. We're beating him up because he's coming up next. So believe me. He all this AARP. Doesn't he realize what an institution AARP? Am I supposed to not be proud of that?
I mean, it's pretty funny, though. It's funny.
What's funny about it?
It's just AARP. I don't know. It's just like old people. I don't know.
What's wrong with old people?
Nothing wrong with old people.
You know what? You better hope you get to be one.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
And him?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the odds on that happening? I'm just saying. Y'all think it's funny. We are survivors. You can't get to certain ages unless you are just totally blessed. You got the wings behind you because it's rugged.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, if the Giants keep going this the way they're going, you know, maybe
you're not going to. You know, I know you're trying to walk me into something. I'm not going to take that. They impress me. That Dallas thing, because Dak is really good. I'm not kidding. It's not a bit. Cowboys, they got weapons. And you guys had it. You gave it to them. And they took it. But you know what? When you were rolling, I was just planning. I couldn't wait to get here to see you. It hurt me that you lost again. Yeah, it really did. 148 here. Chris Russell, Mr. Birthday Boy. If you have any access to WrestleMania, please reach out. The brother deserves some love. Take a break. We'll come back, and we'll keep it going. Got a treat for you. Brother Galdi is coming out of his crypt coffin and talk some football with us. And, of course, we may have to mention a baseball tip here or there. But, anyway, Galdi joining us. in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be back. Welcome back. DOC, pinch hitting for the Rooster. Happy birthday, cock-a-doodle-doo. Athan, is the Rooster with you out in Annapolis?
No, I think he has gone north of the border and might be having some beers and some fine wine with some other people who have a lot of money. Oh, I'm not in that clique.
And most of his friends are wealthy, which is nothing wrong with that.
Hey, it's all world of who you know. So just look at Coach Sheehan. I think he's got gold bars in his safe at home. He's got so much money.
Yeah, but see, Sheehan's stuff is so protective that it scares me to be around people like with Secret Service, people who have people, you know, for protection. That scares me. Because if you got to go to that extreme, then somebody might be after you, so I don't want to be around.
Well, they're in the world of who's who. We're right in the world of who's he. So, you know, it is what it is. You just got to accept it and keep moving. But what I think I do know is I hope that this team is ready come Sunday and is pissed off from
me
last
too.
Week
I've been
ready to come out and be violent. You see, I can accept the loss,
me
but
too.
It's how you respond. I don't want to hear about backups. You know, you've had that boy, that Winingham down at the station all week, yelling at callers, hanging up on them.
Who?
You know, screaming about backup quarterbacks. That
What's his name?
BTP or whatever he's called.
Oh,
Winingham.
BTP.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you imagine? He might have to be committed to Shepherd Pratt in Baltimore if they lose on Sunday. So,
well, I can't wait to hear it today. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, this is Friday, too. He saves the best for last.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, this is WWE at its finest. So today will be outstanding. I can't wait to hear it. But, hey, man, always appreciate you being a part of it and with the clarity and a sound mind. And I appreciate your support.
Hey, Doc, we got to run the football. I appreciate that. Thank you for your kind words. We got to run the football on Sunday. It's the best way. The Redskins for 100 years have not won unless they run the football, okay? It ain't changed since Coach Gibbs or anybody since him, okay? We've got to run the football and play solid defense. And, hey, how about a special teams play?
Yeah.
How about a little flashback of them Allen days and get
like
a nice
this.
Little
I watched Larry Brown highlights last night. And I had a ball, man, watching Charlie Haraway, watching that great 72 team and Jerry Smith and Roy Jefferson and just watching those dudes, man, because they played with grit and passion. So sometimes we have to be reminded who we are and what we represent. And so when you put that burgundy and gold on, it's got to mean more. We just can't go through motions and talk our way through it. We got to fight our way through it. Appreciate you. Got to get to a break because I'm getting some awful, ugly looks as if I'm a criminal over here. So I want to make sure we straighten that up here. Russ is out. DOC is in. 301-230-0980 is the number. And guess who's joining us at the top of the hour? Last name, Galdi. First name, Al.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.